Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello, hi, and welcome to another Bullet Points episode of The Emma Gunn Show. I am your host, Emma Gunnar Wardner, and in this episode, I want to talk about something that has been coming in on messages and DMs over the last week. I'm actually saying the last week. It's something that I've received messages about, but I've never really acted on, and acted on in terms of creating any content around it. And I think because of that, it's time to address it, because it is a subject that I normally swerve and avoid because it can be quite contentious, it can be potentially upsetting, and yet based on the responses I've had recently and the messages I've been getting, I realise that by not talking about it, I'm not actually serving some of the people, some of you most excellent people who listen to this show who might actually benefit from a wider conversation on this platform. So the topic really is about asking about babies or asking about anything really to do with pregnancy, planning a family, etc. And the reason why I've had quite a few messages about this is because I do Q&As on Instagram, and it's something I get asked a lot. But I feel quite lucky because as this landscape goes, I'm a 43-year-old woman who has never felt any call to motherhood. So when people ask me about it, it doesn't trigger me in any way because there's no painful backstory about why I'm 43 and haven't had kids. And I just tell the truth that I've never felt the urge to have children. And I leave it at that. If I'm pressed any further, I'll make a joke of it and say I would be a terrible mother. And then hopefully that will just end it. Because for me, it is as simple as I've never felt the urge. I've never felt the call to motherhood. So that's really that. End of subject. And the only thing I've ever had to navigate, really, is people suggesting that my choice might not be a good idea. And I would guess, I would say in my late 30s, I got that a lot more, where I would say, I've never really had the calling, and people saying, but what if it hits and then you can't do it, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, people saying the window of opportunity is closing and you should really get on with it. And even if you're not 100% sure, better to do it and then not do it and regret it, which to me just seemed ludicrous. Like, you're bringing life into the world. So don't do it. Don't do it for any reason other than like you really want it. However, many women my age have friends. I have many friends who have or who are struggling with issues around fertility. And I see through their experiences how heartbreaking it is. So as much as it's easy for me to feel a bit bulletproof because I'm very resolute in my feelings, I realized after my most recent Q&A actually that my not tackling the subject on the podcast, not just providing a space where we can have this conversation, might be leaving those people who are struggling without a safe place to discuss this kind of thing. And so when I do my Q&As on Instagram, I will often get someone ask me a question about whether I would like kids or if I want them. And somebody a little while ago asked me how I felt about being childless. And in fairness to that person, they did then DM and say, English isn't my first language. But that prompted quite a robust response, shall we say, in my DMs. But because of friends' experiences, whenever I am asked these questions, I'm always mindful to answer them with them in mind, really, and steer my response towards whether we should be asking those questions so directly in the first place, and to bear in mind the person you're asking may have a painful story. I don't, so when people ask me, I really don't care. But I know that for other people, it is really painful. And so I think my response should serve those people, not mine, because we should serve the people who maybe need our support. Now, with all of that said, though, I am not a huge fan of creating essentially minefields around us all by creating this space where we can't ask each other questions because of what might trigger. And you probably will have heard me say before on this podcast that it's an easier job to learn how to respond to questions or topics that you find uncomfortable or that you find triggering in a way that's not upsetting, rather than trying to stop the world from asking you those questions in the first place. One thing you have control over, the other you do not. So that's my feeling about that too. But in my latest answer on Instagram, I had a few responses that made me think it was worth asking you if you'd be interested in hearing a panel discuss this particular subject about whether we should be talking more about wanting children, whether we should be asking these questions, all of those things, and whether I should bring that to the show. And I had some really interesting responses. One follower got back to me and said they would find it really helpful to have an open conversation on the show because it still seems to be one of those topics that can be so taboo, and that having an open discussion would make women feel more comfortable saying where they stand, whatever that position may be. And someone else came back to me with a really interesting point that I actually hadn't even considered. And she shared that while we shouldn't be asking, when are you having babies, or when are you having baby number two, all of those things that come with that kind of questioning around basically just saying to people, when are you getting pregnant, or why aren't you getting pregnant? Maybe we should be more open about the question, do you want babies? So that more people realize that it's not something everybody wants, but not everyone is lucky enough to have, but that actually some people really just don't want it. And I guess I hadn't really thought about it in that way before. And again, it was one of those things where when I was going through all the replies, I thought, I do think we need to talk about this on the show, but I want to open it up to you, my most excellent listeners, and ask what you would like to hear. And I'm going to tell you what I have in mind, and you can tell me what you think. So based on the responses I've had, I think it could be of value to get a panel together. So you have my perspective, not interested, but happy for others, and get very excited for other people having children, as well as people who, as well as having someone on the panel who does have children. And then maybe other panelists who are trying and would be willing to talk about what it's like to try and maybe be having a hard time of it, as well as having somebody who has maybe accepted that it's not going to happen for them. I'd be really interested to know if you would find that kind of conversation helpful with the outcome, with the hopeful outcome of us all kind of understanding the perspectives a bit more, which might then...
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Make us not ask the clumsy question that upsets somebody. Would you like to hear that? And if so, what would you like to hear? Now, I know I've said this before, but I do make this show for you. I try to bring people and topics to you that I think you'll find value in based on all of the messages you very kindly send me. And if you get in touch with me and suggest something, I do often run with it and try to create the show that I think that you want. So if this is something you would like to hear, I would be grateful if you could let me know. I will do a post on Instagram and some stories asking for your feelings about that. But I'll also put a link in the Facebook group, and I'll do a poll in the Facebook group. The link to join the Facebook group is in the show notes, which can be found wherever it is that you are streaming and downloading this episode. And if you go to Instagram and go to @EmmaGunns, @EmmaGunns, you will find me, and you will be able to navigate all of the various things that I put out, and you'll be able to let me know how you feel about that. But it is something I swerve because it can be so difficult and it can be upsetting. And I actually have felt previously that I don't have any business bringing this conversation to the table because of how I feel, but actually maybe that means that I should bring it to the table and I should be sharing wider perspectives on it, just because I feel pretty much okay and can make a joke of it and brush it off and it doesn't bother me. I'm not really helping the people who it does bother. And that's what I would like to do with this episode. So please do get in touch and let me know. If you don't want to get in touch on social media and you'd prefer to email me directly, then the email is thebeautypodcast@gmail.com. And it is my favorite part of making this show, hearing from you. So please don't be shy about getting in touch. And if there are men listening, and I know that you are, please, I'd be so interested to know your thoughts on this. If you see female friends or relatives having issues with this, whether it's because they do or don't want children and are having struggles, whatever it might be, if you have a perspective on it, I'd be really interested to include that too, because I think it could, again, add value, add an interesting perspective that might just help us navigate what can be a difficult territory in terms of how we discuss this. And as the first listener that I mentioned in this episode said, let's try and make it not taboo, because while it's still taboo, we'll still kind of accidentally step on people's trigger points and potentially upset them, which obviously I don't think any of us want to do. So please do get in touch. I would love to hear from you. I will put all of those links in the Facebook group and I will do a post on Instagram. But thank you so much for your time. It's just a little mini midweek show just to kind of check in. But this is where you very kindly get back to me on these little shows and it helps form the bigger episodes that you hear on Sunday and then on Monday. So thank you so much for your time. I never take for granted that you spend it with me. It has been a pleasure. Thank you so much for listening. I will see you on the next one.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.